I'll be reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, in any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man of his own things, but every man also of the things of others.
Each step I take, we'll be singing the first and third verse.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with His loving hand, He leads the way, and with His breath, I whisper, I adore Thee. Oh, what joy to walk with Him each day. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on, until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just keeps me closer home.
I trust in God, no matter come what may,
for life eternal is in His hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on, until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home.
I'll be reading Ephesians 4, verses 29 through chapter 5, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 through chapter 5, verse 2. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
We'll sing all three verses with angry words.
Angry words, oh, let them never from the tongue unbridled slip. May the heart, best impulse ever, check them ere they soil the lips.
Tonight I'll be reading Hebrews 5, 1 through 10. Hebrews 5, 1 through 10. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sins. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was also he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek," who in these days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with cries and tears to him, who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son yet, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Called by God as the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
He leadeth me, first, second, and fourth verses.
He leadeth me, O blessed God, O Word, with heavenly comfort brought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
I'll be reading Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountains which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
Anywhere with Jesus, number 6, first and last verse. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without my dearest always would stay. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid.
First Peter chapter 2 verses 18 through 25 will be the reading. First Peter 2, 18 through 25. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even here too were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
Guide me, O thy great Jehovah, first and last verses. Guide me, O great Jehovah, to
be still. If you would turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, and I'll be reading verses 24 through 29. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from me, from Him, abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him.
One step at a time, first and fourth verses. One step at a time, dear Savior, I cannot take any more. The flesh is so weak and hopeless, I know not what is before. One step at a time, dear Savior, till faith grows stronger in Thee. One step at a time, dear Savior, till hope grows stronger in me. One step at a time, dear Savior, I am not walking by sight. Keep step with my soul, dear Savior. I walk by faith in Thy might. One step at a time, dear Savior, till faith grows stronger in One step at a time, dear Savior, till faith grows stronger in me.
I'll be reading 1st Epistle of John, chapter 3, beginning with verse 13 through 19. 1st John, chapter 3, 13 through 19. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him.
when I looked at Dan's list tonight, signed up for the songs that I was going to lead, I thought I was signing up for Where He Leads, I'll Follow. I'm afraid I don't know this song. So if you don't mind, let's switch to number 286, Where He Leads, I'll Follow. Can you do that, Brad? First, second, third verses. Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dear far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see, He the great example is and pattern for me. Where He leads I'll follow, follow all the way. Where He leads I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. List to His loving words, come unto me. Weary and He laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in His promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior and thy soul is secure. Where He leads, I'll follow, follow. Follow, follow Jesus every day.
I'll be reading from Matthew 20, verses 20 through 28. Matthew 20, 20 through 28. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many."
The next song this evening is "All the Way My Savior Leads Me." We'll be singing the first, second, and third verses. "All the Way My Savior Leads Me."
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to rest beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith. All
Same.